My Secret Life by Walter. I had from youth an excellent memory, but about sexual matters, a wonderful one. Women were the pleasure of my life. I loved cunt, but also who had it. I liked the woman I fucked, and not simply the cunt I fucked, and therein is a great difference. I recollect, even now, in a degree which astonishes me, the face, colour, stature, size, backside and cunt of well-nigh every woman I've had, who was not a mere casual, and even of some who were. Having done a few things by curiosity and impulse, there are plenty who will cry, fie, who have done all and worse than I have, and habitually, but crying out at the sins of others was always a way of hiding one's own iniquity. Yet from that cause, perhaps no mortal eye but mine will see this history. If I say that I saw or did that with a cousin, male or female, it was with a cousin, and no mere acquaintance. If with a servant, it was with a servant. If with a casual acquaintance, it is equally true. Nor if I say that I had that woman and did this or that with her, or felt or did aught else with a man, is there a word of untruth. Does every man kiss, coax, hint smutterly, then talk bawdily, snatch a feel, smell his fingers, assault and win, exactly as I have done? Is every woman offended, say, no, then, oh, blush, be angry, refuse, close her thighs, after a struggle open them and yield to her lust as mine have done? A conclave of whores telling the truth, and of Romish priests, could alone settle the point. Have all men had the strange lechers which late in life have enraptured me, though in early days the idea of them revolted me? I can never know this. My experience may enable others to compare, as I cannot. My earliest recollections of things sexual are of what must have occurred sometime between my age of 5 and 8 years. She was, I suppose, my nursemaid, shortish, fattish, young female, and she often felt my prick. One day she kissed me, got out my cock and played with it, took one of my hands and put it underneath her clothes. It felt rough there, that's all. She moved my little hand violently there, then she felt my cock and again hurt me. I recollect seeing the red tip appear, and my crying out, and her quieting me. I recollect her naked legs, and one of her hands shaking violently beneath her petticoats. I must have seen her cunt, and when I saw her hand moving, no doubt she was frigging. Yet I have not the slightest recollection of her cunt, nor of anything more than I have told. I could not thoroughly uncover my prick tip without pain till I was 16 years old, nor well then, when quite stiff, unless it went up a cunt. I imagine I must have slept with this nursemaid in a room called the Chinese room. I recollect a female being there in bed with me. Some years afterwards, when I got the smell of another woman's cunt on my fingers, it at once reminded me of the smell I had under my nose in the bed, and I knew at a flash that I had smelt cunt before, and recollected where, but no more. Until I was about 12 years old, I never went to school. There was a governess in the house who instructed me and the other children. I did not learn as much about sexual matters as boys early do at schools. I recollect one of my male cousins saying, "Show me your cock, Walter, and I will show you mine." I became conscious that I could not get my foreskin easily back like other boys. He laughed and sneered at me. Another boy came and another. We all compared cocks, and mine was the only one which would not unskin. They jeered me. I burst into tears and went away thinking there was something wrong with me and was ashamed to show my cock again. My cousin then told me the girls had no cock, but only a hole they piddled out of. He had never seen one, he said, but he knew that they had two holes, one for bogging and the other to piddle from. When talking about these things, my cousin would twiddle his cock. We wondered how the piddle came out, if they wetted their legs, and if the hole was near the bum hole, or where. One day, Fred and I pissed against each other's cocks and thought...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?